10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This post coming from the President of the United States may be the most deranged thing I have ever seen online, and I want to read it and debunk it. Donald Trump's supposed Thanksgiving post very quickly devolves into a rant where he calls Tim Walz, quote-unquote, retarded. He tells lie after lie about immigrants, about people who move here for a better life, saying they're all rapists, and he targets multiple Democrats, talking about hijabs, talking about some insane stuff, accusing Democrats of being traitors on Thanksgiving. This is a desperate attempt to divert attention away from many other topics, like Steve Witkoff's Russia scandal, like the current economic calamity that we're facing, like the fact that he can't actually end the Israel-Gaza war, and Israel is continuing to strike Gaza. We could talk about all of these things, including the Epstein files, but I just want to dig into this post, because again, I'm not sure I've seen the most random people post something this deranged. Nevertheless, anyone in a position of power posting something this deranged. Nevertheless, the President of the United States posting like he is a demented, schizophrenic, rage-filled. I mean, all of these things, I guess, are true. But let's just read it. The first seven words are the most normal, and then it very quickly devolves from there. Donald Trump says, quote, "A very happy Thanksgiving salutation to all of our great American citizens and patriots who have been so nice in allowing our country to be divided, disrupted, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged, and laughed at, along with other foolish countries throughout the world for being politically correct, and plain stupid." Okay, already, your Thanksgiving message should not sound like Heath Ledger's Joker from the Christopher Nolan trilogy, where you could hear Heath Ledger's Joker saying this, like, "We've been beaten up, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged." This is some crazy shit. He says, "Now we run into our first major verifiable lie in this next sentence." I mean, it's already been deranged, but this next sentence has statistical lies. He says, "The official United States foreign population stands at 53 million, according to the census." Now, as Trump claims that, I did the research, that's just a lie. The U.S. Census says about 46 to 50 million foreign-born people live here, but that also includes naturalized U.S. citizens. So when he says, like, the United States foreign population and tries to tie this to illegal immigration as he does in 1 second, that is just not true whatsoever. These aren't foreigners or migrants or illegals. Many of these are naturalized U.S. citizens. So he says, "The official United States foreign population is 53 million, most of which are on welfare." Okay, that's also not true. If you are here illegally, you by definition cannot be on welfare. So he's conflating a lot of things here. He's saying the United States foreign population is all illegal immigrants. Not true. Then he's claiming many of these 53 million are on welfare. Also, just not true. He then says, "From failed nations, or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels." Also, just not true whatsoever. These are unequivocal lies. I mean, do immigrants oftentimes come from nations that aren't doing as well? That is different. Yeah, sure, maybe not doing as well as the United States was once doing before Trump came into office, but the idea that immigrants come from prisons or mental institutions or gangs or drug cartels is false. Trump sees the word asylum and sees that people are seeking asylum, and he thinks that means mental asylum. We've gone over this on the show many times. He's legitimately an idiot. He says, "They and their children are supported through massive payments from patriotic American citizens." Again, just completely false. Illegal immigrants legally cannot get welfare. A lot of illegal immigrants pay into the system, so they are net raisers of revenue. They contribute revenue, and then they never end up taking any sort of welfare. Trump then says, "They put up what has happened with our country, but it's eating them alive to do so. A migrant earning $30,000 with a green card will get $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family." This is a complete lie. There are so many debunking articles of this. I have one report that calls it, quote, mathematically impossible, as there is no federal, state, or local program that gives $50,000 in benefits to people earning $30,000. Here are the requirements. Green card holders are barred from most benefits for 5 years. So you don't get really anything. After 5 years, benefits are then means-tested, meaning you only get them if your income qualifies. Means-tested benefits are the way that I like to go as well. If you are in the group that really, really needs it, it's tested by need, then you get a disproportionately higher amount of benefits. Not $50,000 for people earning $30,000 who are here illegally or who are here on green cards. This is all a complete lie designed to divide the American people and focus our ire on illegal immigrants. Donald Trump made this post, or I guess it was the Department of Homeland Security under Donald Trump that made this post, saying, the reason your homes are expensive, immigrants. The reason schools are not doing well, immigrants. The reason healthcare is high. Mind you, none of this is true. I mean, I think we need a more controlled, streamlined immigration process, but there is no reality in which healthcare, schooling, housing, any of this is too costly because of illegal immigration. In fact, immigrants, again, raise revenue for our country if you want to look at it from the economic lens. This is where it gets crazier. And later on, he calls Tim Walz, quote, retarded. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. Let me read through some of this. By the way, if you made it this far already, double check to make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are beating MAGA media and we need you all to punch back. Trump then claims this refugee burden is the leading cause of social dysfunction in America. And in this sentence, you can see the problem. There is no reality in which refugees are leading to mass social dysfunction within America. I can point to a multitude of other things, like the rise of social media, the COVID pandemic, which isolated many Americans, or most of all, having a president who is posting crazy divisive shit all of the time. Like, look at what I'm highlighting over the next few sentences. I see the word hijab, swaddling hijab. I already know that's not going to be good. He's ranting about the military, Joe Biden's auto pens. Right here, he says the seriously retarded governor of Minnesota. Maybe social dysfunction in America is caused by the rise of rage bait on social media and the rise of the President of the United States capitalizing on that rage bait to call his opponents retarded and say that people with hijabs, I don't even know, let's get there, let's see what he says later on. He says, something that didn't exist, the social dysfunction, after World War II. Really? You don't think any social dysfunction existed after World War II? This seems to be very, very false. And then we say, as an example, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia are completely taking over the once great state of Minnesota. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope that they will be left alone. There is a Somali population in Minnesota, but they're not roving the streets. They're actually very well welcomed in the community, in a huge part of the Minnesota community, in Minneapolis community. This says, the seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both, while the worst congressmen slash woman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab, who probably came into the USA illegally in that you were not allowed to marry your brother, does nothing but hatefully complain about our country. Okay, these are all just racist conspiracy theories, right? I don't have to dive in and debunk this because there's nothing to debunk. There is no affirmative evidence ever that Ilhan Omar moved here illegally. She's fully legally, fully American. She never married her brother. That's something that comes from the depths of Truth Social, the depths of 4chan, and now the president is repeating it, like he did with the idea that Obama wasn't born in America. If you think that floating conspiracy theories is like beyond Trump, just remember his entrance into politics was saying Obama wasn't born in America. Now, quote, even as we have progressed technologically, immigration policy has eroded those gains and living conditions for many. I will permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover. This was supposed to be a Thanksgiving post, dog. This was supposed to be a happy Thanksgiving post. Look how it started. Happy Thanksgiving! Salutation to all of our great American patriots who have been allowing our country to be beat up, carved up. It's just crazy how dark and deranged this shit is. This is why he didn't post all morning. He was working on this deranged-ass post. We were wondering why he didn't post like 18 hours. This says, Even as we have progressed technologically, we still have a dumb fucking president. No, that's not what he says. He says, even as we have progressed technologically, immigration policy has eroded those gains and living conditions for many. This is just not true. This is not true. If you have a problem with the way the border was functioning, you can close the border and work on policies to streamline it. That is far different than what Trump is doing. His interior immigration enforcement has been that of legitimately Nazi Germany. The way he speaks about immigrants, like people who just want to come here for a better life, the vast majority, I don't want to throw out numbers, but like 98, 99% of immigrants want a better life. And of course, there are going to be people who commit crimes in any group, but you can vet them. The way he speaks about all of these immigrants, many of whom I know, many of whom I have seen working their asses off to create a better life, you'd think that these immigrants are dark, evil people. That's the picture he's trying to paint in your head. He can't say the word immigrant without immediately connecting it to quote-unquote rape, drug, gangs. Like, he wants to create that connection in the mind of the average American so they can blame their problems on immigrants even as the economy gets worse under Trump. Even as his tariff policies continue to erode the economy, he wants to say, look over there, there's immigrants moving here, people that look different than you moving here. It's a really sick tactic, and he's getting more and more, like, blunt with it. I mean, just look at this. This is just some deranged, blunt force shit. He says, something about Joe Biden's auto pen. We're going to terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, including those signed by the auto pen, and remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States. Dude, you're going to find out very quickly that many of these immigrants are a net asset to the United States, meaning when they're taxed, they give more revenue to the government than they take in any form of welfare. Even if somebody is here illegally, which you should come here and come here through the proper channels, ideally, but the proper channels are really fucked up. It's really hard to get here legally, so I do understand that. But if somebody is here illegally, then they get taxed and they pay more into the system and they're not allowed to get welfare. So Trump just says a bunch of contradictory shit here. He says, or is incapable of loving our country. End all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens in our country. Denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility and deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. Okay, I mean, if somebody is, like, legitimately a Hamas terrorist and non-compatible with Western civilization, I don't think you're going to find many Democrats saying, yeah, let's keep this person in New York City. But on the other hand, everything he's saying here is contradictory. He wants to end all benefits and subsidies to non-citizens, which basically doesn't exist other than in emergency situations. But then he also wants to remove anyone who is not a net asset. But in ending all federal benefits and subsidies, he is inherently making sure that every non-citizen is a net asset because there's no way that you're going to get a subsidy. It seems to be illegal. So all of this is contradictory. And then wait a minute, he ends it off by saying, only reverse migration can fully cure this situation. Other than that, happy Thanksgiving to all, except those that hate, steal, murder, and destroy everything that America stands for. You won't be here for long. When he talks about reverse migration, that is a far-right concept that not only deportations need to happen, but the deportations of immigrants and their families need to have. It's some really fucked up far-right stuff. We're going to sit here and defend true Americans, defend true patriots, people who want to make this country better every single day against this type of rhetoric. You shouldn't call people the arsler when you're in the position of power, or ever, obviously, but when you're the president of the United States, you have a unique duty not to call people retarded or make fun of their quote-unquote swaddling hijabs, as you can see on screen. You have a duty to not come across as deranged as hell, and Trump failed that duty. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. And peace out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.